Demetrius and Philip, living proof that Eric does have friends.
Because we're not paying those guys.
Back to Q105's The Morning After.
906 with The Morning After, Eric D. Philip, and we welcome in our friend Jeffy McGee. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. How is everybody doing today? I'm so excited to see you guys. So it's wonderful.
Don't look behind the curtain.
The mic was a little hot, so you blew D's ears out.
My sincerest apologies, D. All things considered, you know that I love you and your ears, so I want to make sure that they are preserved for long term, especially.
Huh? What?
I said good morning, and let's talk about the fact that it is Thor weekend.
You mean Thor-vember?
Yeah. Ragnarok-vember. If you didn't know, hold on, Jeff. If you didn't know, if you didn't listen to any of the podcasts last week on Q1055.com or here on the show, Philip has dubbed this Squat-vember.
Day four, baby! Let's go!
It is day four of Squat-vember. Over in Jeff's world, because he's our pop culture guru, it is Thor-vember, at least till...
Well, the first week is Thor. Yes, Ragnar week is the best way to put it, because ultimately this is actually a very packed November. I mean, next week for fans of murder mysteries, Murder in the Orient Express comes out.
Nope.
Then the week after that is Justice League, and so there's going to be a lot of stuff coming out over the next few weeks. So this week, though, is all about Thor, and all things considered, it's going to be apparently really big. The current estimate is $120 million for the weekend. And that's the second biggest for a Marvel movie this year. First one is still probably going to be Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which didn't do... I think we were expecting it to do bigger than the first one, and it just kind of did about the same as the first one, more or less. But it still did 150 opening weekend. I mean, that's still a huge number.
When and if you get to see this, your big takeaway should be... New Doug and Devil's Anus.
All right.
Philip?
I have no idea what that means. Where was Wonder Woman in all that?
Wasn't Wonder Woman is not Marvel. I was referring to Marvel.
Marvel specifically.
Wonder Woman is actually still the biggest movie of the year.
Okay.
And it probably will remain so until some wars that take place in the stars happen. Mm-hmm. So all things considered, that'll be the big thing. But I am uber excited this morning because it has been almost exactly 6 months since we've been able to play the trailer game.
Dee doesn't think we should talk about that. We should just get into it because we don't want to bring any legal liabilities into this. Not that I'm concerned with that or anything.
Fair enough.
So. I dodged a subpoena this week. If I can dodge a subpoena, I can dodge a cease and desist.
Yeah, it's like, this is a lot like dodgeball.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so, Jeff, we're not going to do Thor or Marvel movies. We will do what with these trailers?
Basically, we're just going to be, these are all movies related to the cast of Thor. There may be a Marvel movie in there somewhere. So the idea is that in this case, I just want you to, you don't have to give me who the cast member is. I just want to know what the movie is and see if D can keep up his.
No, this is a new streak. My other one is cemented in the record books, baby. Cemented.
Jeff, I got us fired simply so we could stop D's winning streak in all the games. I'm done with this guy.
Picked it up again.
Done with him slopping us all over the studio.
All right, well, it's a brand new day, and so let's see what we can do here. So, let's start with number one on the list, please.
It will haunt you every night. Whatever it is. No one should have to encounter that kind of evil. Except you girls. I think you can handle it.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Eric, Ghostbusters?
That's Ghostbusters. Oh. 2016. Because why? Chris Hemsworth was the Deneen character in that one. Yes, he was.
Okay.
So...
You know, is he funny because he's cute, or is he just really funny? Like, I don't understand.
It's kind of a little bit of both, okay. I think, don't you think?
I guess I'm asking the wrong group.
That was a brilliant bit of casting to put him in that role, I thought.
Yeah.
So they did a really good job with that. And I will say this, for all the negative connotation that movie was slagged on at the time, my nieces absolutely adore it, and so ultimately I think it did its job as a Ghostbusters movie, because when I was a kid, I loved that. I loved the first movie as something that was big in my childhood. So, but Eric, up one. The rest of the room up. Meh.
And we do shorter segments here, so we're done. Back next on Q105.
Number two, please.
Come in close, because the more
Before you think you see it.
Oh, now you see me.
That's now you see me. Very well done.
Wow. Listen, when you hear Morgan Freeman's voice, it could be anything.
Yeah, it could be Martin
Morgan Freeman narrating it basically narrows it down to half of Hollywood history. Right. But D, very well done. And of course, that's Mark Ruffalo who was in that one. Mm. So
okay.
So we have Eric and D tied at one apiece. Philip, I know this is not your bag, but we're on a new day. I'm crossing your fingers for you.
Thank you.
Let's go to number three, please.
A historic and unprecedented event has occurred. The question of whether or not we are alone in the universe has been answered.
D.
It's Independence Day.
Yes, it's Independence Day.
Literally just got it. I was like, oh, I got to get this. Okay.
That is Independence Day. And of course,
Jeff Goldblum?
Yes, Jeff Goldblum is in that one. I had to throw. If Jeff Goldblum's in it, you have one of two choices. And so I went for Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, it's either
that one.
Jeff Goldblum or Apartments.com.
All right, what's next, Jeff?
All right, number four, please.
We're interviewing all the serial killers now in custody for a psychobehavioral profile. Could be a real hell in unsolved cases. You spook easily, Starling?
D.
Silence of the Lambs.
That's Silence of the Lambs.
I would have got that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you never seen Silence of the Lambs?
I have, but I wouldn't have got that one.
That was Silence of the Lambs, of course, because Anthony Hopkins is in Silence of the Lambs. And in fact, one of the more iconic screen performances in history with Hannibal Lecter. So D3, Eric 1. Hi, Philip.
Hi.
Let's go to number five, so please.
I want to tell you a secret that will see you through all the trials that life can offer. Have courage and be kind.
She'll merely be your stepmother, and you'll have two lovely sisters to keep you company.
Eric,
so Beauty and the Beast?
Nope.
You'll be safe.
Cinderella?
That's Cinderella, very well.
Cool from
you
Cinderella.
You had one of two
there.
Options, and you took the wrong one, Eric. That was Cinderella. That was one because Cate Blanchett is in that one as the evil stepmother, and she is also in Thor Ragnarok. So
and she's ageless, too.
Yeah, she does not change over the years.
Her and Angela Bassett, I don't know whose blood they're drinking, but I tell you what, it is ridiculous.
So D4, Eric 1. Hi, Philip.
Yo, what's up?
New number station, same score.
I'm great at this. Just got to give you a little bit more time.
Number six.
I feel like Steph Curry's just burying threes over my head.
From way downtown, bang.
Number six.
Number six, please.
For thousands of generations, the gunslingers were knights.
D by a hair.
Dark Tower.
That's Dark Tower. Oh, oh.
The gunslingers were knights.
That was such a great trailer. It disappointed me when the movie didn't hit it as big as it was going to be.
It wasn't a bad movie, though. It wasn't horrible.
Yeah, but it wasn't like the overwhelming, amazing movie
right.
It looked like it was going to be.
Idris Elba.
Idris
Elba. Heimdall from the Thor movies and whatever he was in with Kate Winslet for 2 weeks.
Yeah, two Mountain Mountains. Between Us. We actually still have that one, oddly enough.
I'd like to see it. I like him a lot.
So, D5, Eric 1. Hi, Philip. As we go to number
four,
7 on the list, please.
You think you know how the world works?
Doctor Strange.
Oh my God.
Okay, I have a question. Like, what do you do with your life? Because what is this? Like, I don't understand.
He hasn't seen Stranger Things.
Right. You just sit in front of the TV, like, listen to trailers. Like, I don't get what's happening right now.
Were you blind copied on the email that Jeff sent?
Apparently, I just went ahead and took the bribe that he just proposed
last
week.
You know what we need? We need to get, like, people in here to play against him who actually, like, watch movies or something.
Remember when we did Throwback?
Yeah.
Comma. I had to spin around in my chair before I could hit the table.
Yeah,
that's what I gotta do with him.
Exactly. Something.
8.
All right, so number 8, please.
An uncharted island. Let me list all the ways you're gonna die. Rain, heat, disease-carrying flies.
Kong Skull Island?
Very well done. That
is Kong.
Yes, that it was the title. You even got. I would even just accepted Kong. That was fine, but that's Tom Hiddleston, by the way. He was the lead of that one. It's actually a very good movie.
As I hear all these voices, I'm thinking to myself, they were great in Thor. It's a really good movie. It's a really good movie. Everybody just nails their part. Even though, like, Benedict Cumberbatch is in it for 3 minutes, nails it.
But I had to put in Doctor Strange in there somewhere just because. So, all right, so D8, pardon me, D6, pardon me, Eric 2. Hi, Philip.
What's up?
We go to number 9 on the list, please.
I own an island off the coast of custody.
Jurassic Park.
That's Jurassic Park. because we can double dip, because not only is Jeff Goldblum in that, but Sam Neill is in that, and he is also in Thor. So
is he?
Yes, he is. Very brief part. He, or at the very least, he said he was, and he's listed on the IMDb page. He did an interview where he said, I did a few days on Thor. And if you didn't recognize him, maybe he was very under makeup or something like that.
There is a megastar that's in the movie that it's in the first 10 minutes.
And they haven't said anything yet, so.
He might have said something, but when you see him, you're going to laugh. Like, it is a, it's Deadpool PG-13. It's really funny.
All right, so. So Eric is catching up, but there's no way in hell he's going to actually win, but he's still trying to catch up. As we go to number 10 on the list, please. I'm curious if you guys got
800 million people living in the ruin of the old world. Only one thing fighting for order in the chaos.
Judge Dredd.
I'll give it to you. It's Dredd. It's, yeah. It's the second one that they made.
The horrible.
What?
The horrible Judge Dredd
movie.
Yeah,
I heard it was bad, too.
It was horrible.
With Carl
no,
Urban.
That's the exact opposite. The, yeah. one, the original... The original one with Sylvester Stallone mm-hmm. is the horrible one.
No!
This,
oh.
You bite your tongue.
I'm, I
you bring law to the lawless after you get cast out of the city.
I refuse to go bite my tongue on that one because the second one was actually pretty good with
you
Carl
trapped
Urban.
In the projects? Really? With like a drug crazed gang?
It was a very good action movie that happened to take advantage of its low
Here's
budget.
A drug called Slow Motion.
We gotta get to the last one.
Slow mo. Now, anyway, let's go to number 11, please.
For generations, this peaceful island has been home to our family. But beyond our reef, a great
Eric,
danger.
Wonder Woman?
Nope.
Coming. Legend tells of a hero who will journey to find the demigod Maui.
Moana.
That's Moana. Very well done.
So many islands in these movie trailers.
Yeah. And here's the thing about Moana. The reason why I put that one in there is that Taika Waititi, who was the...
Hey, you Taika Waititi.
Thank you.
Who was
the writer of the original draft, Moana, directed Thor Ragnarok. So, and he's also in the movie as an actor.
Do you know the role he plays?
No, not off the top of my head, so...
He is the MVP of the movie. He is the best character in the movie from beginning to end, top
really?
To bottom, left to right.
That's cool.
Yeah, I had to look it up afterwards, and I guess he's kind of like M. Night Shyamalan-ish, where he puts himself in his movies.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a great movie. Jeff, thank you very much.
Thank you guys so very much, as always.
New station. Same thing. He wins.
Just another record for the books,
9:19 okay. with The Morning After on Q105.
$1,000 could buy a lot of stuff, including...